When the Vine Brothers came to our studios in the fall, they had just started playing shows again after taking much of the year off to reconnect with family and work on other musical projects. During their visit, the trio discussed plans to record a new album, and now that project is complete. Surfing Through the Looking Glass is the fourth full-length album from the group, and they're celebrating tomorrow with a CD release party at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Earlier this week, Greg Bucking, Joe Credit, and Garrett Jones came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the new record and play a song from it.
We are the Vine Brothers. This is Gaslight.
Sold your dignity to the highest bidder. Someone else's progress make you bitter. Don't you just love the emperor's new clothes? Don't you just love the smell of blood underneath your nose? Look at me.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio by the Vine Brothers. Welcome back.
Thanks, Antoinette.
Hello.
Thanks for coming. You guys were here in the fall, and you were talking about just getting back together with some new music and working on an album, and the album is here.
It arrived 8 months later, but it's done.
It's done. You have it in front of me here. I like when I can have it in my hands. Surfing Through the Looking Glass, your fourth full-length album.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 9 songs. Recorded at Garrett's house.
Yeah.
And then Haxton Road Studios helped you kind of...
They mastered everything out, so all said and done.
So how do you feel about it?
I'm excited. Yeah, so this was...
It's a real change.
It sounded different, and not in a bad way, but just more eclectic, maybe? Is that
bigger.
It's a bigger
sound.
Yeah, it's a way bigger sound.
Like, the last album was definitely very much mostly about the trio, and we had some guests as seasoning on this one. That, you know, it's a big the three of us, and then everyone Garrett brought in over the months, and made this really incredible big sound with but very tasty, very tasteful, you know, for a band that's usually a trio. And it just seems to really just all work so well together.
Yeah, there's like almost 30 other musicians that worked on this.
29 guest musicians out of the Northwest Arkansas region, and Nathan McLeod as well out of Nashville. So, but he's Northwest Arkansas through and through.
He's from here.
So exactly.
Yeah.
We'll count him.
We'll still claim him.
But yeah, this was a really fun album for me personally. We went in to record this in October 2018, and I had joined Greg for a week, and they had a bunch of new songs, and we got them all cut. And at the end of the day, it was kind of almost like I had two different albums on the cutting board, ready to go. Joe had these songs that were screaming to be big and expansive, and Greg had these like really intimate, thought-provoking songs as well that kind of wanted to be a little more subdued, like our original trio setting. So it wound up becoming kind of a balancing act, and so I started bringing people in from the area just to see what their ideas were and if they'd be interested in like contributing any way, or if they had any ideas to like pull different parts out or whatever. And it kind of just eventually evolved to where I had still the kind of acoustic sound. So he still is really true to the trio and what we've been doing before. But there's moments, especially like vocal choruses and stuff like that, that just become these big, expansive moments, and it'll be broken back down to trio. So it was
a lot of voices.
It was a lot of fun to collaborate on and piece together. So,
what was it like for you guys vocally working with other people? Because I'm so used to just as a trio, and I'm sure you are too at this point, but to have people kind of join in with you.
Well, it's usually in the studio, it's overdubbed, so you know, you lay down your track and then you're just doing the other parts come in later.
Yeah.
Whether you know it's us or a guest, you know, it's still kind of a similar dynamic in the studio.
Well, then how was it for you when you got to hear it with someone else's voice layered with
yours?
Oh, it
was great.
Yours?
Well, some of the stuff, you know, like we did the a couple of them we've done before with Candy and Emily on one of the tunes, and
Candy Lee and Emily Rowland.
Yeah, yes. Melody Pond.
And so, you know, they were a little more they were familiar with some, you know, we've done that before, but there's an entire chorus of people come in and put different parts on just, it's great. It makes it
so
huge,
wonderful.
You know, it makes the choruses, you know.
So it was
really, on some of them I had, like the first track, you know, I'm kind of like, well, you know, Garrett, just want a lot of voices on this.
I just want a multi-bus tour.
He got a lot of voices, and it's like, well, it just kicks you when it comes in, and it's incredible. You know,
I was personally really inspired. A couple years ago, a drummer I was touring with turned me on to a bunch of Ricky Lee Jones's stuff, especially her Pirates album. And there's this opening track on there, We Belong Together, that is kind of, anyways, big open drum parts, and then all of a sudden these just vocals just come out of the blue that are just powerful and just huge. And everything else, like a lot of her stuff is real minimal on that track. Like it's very intimate moments. But when those vocals come in, We Belong Together, it's just like in your face, screaming. And I was especially Don't Ever Back Down on this album. It was kind of the first one I started experimenting with all these vocalists and see what I could layer up. And it brought in like Melody Pond, Erica Lewis, I think Sky Pollard's on that track as well. But so we just started layering everything up, and I wanted these sounds, like these big open 9 chords, all of that album. And especially when I got into mixing it, it really kind of turned it that. So the vocals were definitely more at the forefront than what I'd been willing to push on the other albums.
Don't ever back down.
about some of these songs being, I know, just a different sound. I'm trying to find the one that I was listening to earlier. There's one that has like a surf rock feel to it. Is that Surfing Through the Looking Glass,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Where did that come from?
That's all this little Mr. Greg over here.
The title track, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just it's...
It's so fun.
It's just fun to play, yeah. And it's like I always love the surf rock guitar player, that just that whole genre and the rockabilly stuff from the 60s and the 50s. So I play around with that kind of stuff, and then that just kind of came out, and then the title just sort of sprung up from there, you know, because it has that feel, so it's natural, but it's sort of, you know, a kind of a thematic thing, just kind of like dealing with life, and everybody's kind of finding their way through, you know, their own reality and the reality around them.
When I first got that track, me and my wife were on our honeymoon down in the Caribbean, and it cracked me up because Greg had sent that. I was actually, that and Get Me to Arkansas were the first two tracks that were submitted in to me. And that was almost a year before we cut this thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was hilarious to me because I was sitting on a beach and Greg was like, I've got these tracks.
And I was probably up in the snowbound
cabin. At the time, he was calling
cabin.
It Surfs Up as well. And like I said, we hadn't quite come up with a title for it, but I opened this track just like Surfs Up on the beach, and it was quite an enjoyable time. So, but it morphed as well from where it was on the demo into this cacophony of percussion, like we pulled Morty Mortensen and Fernando Valencia on that. And I did more percussion, and it just wound up just becoming like a wall of percussion, but featuring the guys on acoustic instruments, and then wound up, and Adams wasn't on that one, but Nathan was. We put flute on that one, which was a lot of fun, too.
Is there another song that is a really good example of how you guys have more sound than normal, or that bigger sound that we've been talking about?
Breadbox Tribute would probably be one on that, but that was more of a parody track than anything.
You played that for us last time, in a trio format.
Yeah, in a trio format. Joe had written this track that he wanted to like basically parody jam bands.
Uh-huh.
So,
it's a tribute.
And so I had a checklist. Got to have the organ, got to have the modulation, got to have the big vocal choruses, drum circle, check.
Yeah, uh-huh. Everything. Every jam band cliche we could fit into one song.
I am living in someone's broken dream. Know what I thought before, but it isn't what it seems. There's some premise on.
There is, in fact, though, an ensemble called Breadbox, which we only discovered after the fact. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. And it is a jam band out of Washington.
It was weird. When you went home,
I think Joe manifested
it. It was probably
them.
Last year after our interview.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, oh, yeah, let's go to Google, which why would we have done that before? And turns out there really is a band. And
so the tribute's appropriate. So, I mean, we'd entitled it Breadbox Tribute long before. Yeah. So
someday
the tribute to an actual band. We may meet them.
I hope you do.
That'll be fun. We'll have to have some beers together. It'll be good times.
Is there another song on there that that is reflective of kind of a different sound or something that you tried a little bit differently this time around?
Well, I say all these are really eclectic. So we've it's been touring as a trio recently, but everything we've always done is kind of built as an acoustic variety show. Mm-hmm. And I think this disc really exemplifies that more than any other that we've done before. I'd say No Candy, last disc we did, like really did well for displaying our gypsy jazz chops and kind of just regular boom-chuck stuff for the most part, either that or like really intimate songwriting. But this one really is all over the map, but the sound remains identical through the track. So it's sonically the same. But genre-wise, it's all over the map. It goes surf rock to jam band to traditional singer-songwriter to,
Yeah, it's very dynamic, too. So you have the trio feel and the real...
Afro-Latin Cuban.
Yeah, you have, like, the smaller stuff and then moments where it gets real big and then comes back down small, you know. And then, like, some songs, like you were talking about Breadbox, like, we record it with Anthony, Anthony Ball.
Live
so one. Full drum kit, you know, so it's like a big like rock band kind of vibe.
Well, the album is still very much the Vine Brothers, just your take on different genres, mm-hmm. I would say. And in keeping with the theme of the big sound, you guys are having a CD release party at Crystal Bridges on Saturday, and you will have an eight-piece?
It's going to be an eight-piece ensemble, so our guest musicians are showing up. We're going to have Matt Nelson playing keys and organ for it. The guy's incredible. He just moved here from Chicago recently, and he's becoming the on-call pianist in the area just because his personality is just immaculate, and he can literally play anything. Aside from him, we'll also have Candy Lee is on the bill, singing. We have Casey Weatherford singing as well. Anthony Ball will be on the drum set, and Fernando Valencia will be playing percussion. So we might have a few other guests sneak in and out on a couple of numbers, so but we'll wait until the gate to find out exactly who they are. So please come out. It's going to be a rare opportunity to see this album as it was meant to be heard.
Right.
So, and I'm very happy about that. So.
So if you missed that, or if you enjoyed that and want to see you again, you'll be at the Fayetteville Public Library on Sunday.
The next day. But this, we're building this two very different shows, too. The Public Library show's going to be, like I say, it's really stripped down. It's just going to be the trio. It's going to be more of a Q&A setting sort of thing. Sit down. Seating will be limited on that. So, but yeah, if you're looking for more the big festival sound, Saturday is going to be the day to go finally catch that. So yeah. If you want kind of something a little more traditional that you're used to in the past with us, just in a more of a...
We'll be talking about the songs and more
about the writing and things.
Yeah, a laid back, singer-songwriter sort of vibe on Sunday at the library.
So, anyways, two different directions. Pick your poison. So, okay. But both of them are going to be exceptional. I can promise you that.
Congratulations on the new album, and thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming by. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Greg Bucking, Joe Credit, and Garrett Jones are the Vine Brothers. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. They'll open for Yarn tomorrow night at 7 as part of the Forest Concert Series at Crystal Bridges. Tickets, $12 for the public, $10 for members. They'll also perform for free at 2 Sunday afternoon at the Fayetteville Public Library. More information about the band at thevinebrothers.com.